Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
If Joe Shane wants to admit that he screwed up by not trading Saquon Barkley at the trade deadline...
Why would he trade him? We're talking about wanting him. Why would you have traded him a year ago?
Because if you don't tag him, let me make this perfectly clear. If you don't tag him and you allow him to get to free agency, do you really want him? Do you? Do you want him?
Conditionally.
Conditionally.
Yes.
You don't really want him.
I know. That's why I'm saying conditionally.
So if you are conditional or not to wanting Saquon Barkley, please explain to me like I'm a two-year-old how at the trade deadline you wouldn't take a phone call. Like, everybody freaks out about Pete Alonso and the Mets were talking about Pete Alonso. I have never gotten mad at the Mets talking about trading Pete Alonso because you know why? A phone call doesn't hurt. Listening to a conversation doesn't hurt. Trading him hurts. I'd have a very different opinion if they traded him. Same with you guys. If you traded Saquon for a conditional fifth, we'd have a different conversation. But here's the difference between Pete Alonso and the Mets and Saquon and the Giants. And I do bring them together because these have been some of the bigger topics over the last few weeks. Joe Shane wouldn't listen on phone calls at the trade deadline in a season where his team was going nowhere for a guy that he only wants conditionally.
Yeah, but that's also...
That's not smart, bro.
But it's also revising what was going on in the moment.
Okay, what am I missing?
The Giants were flawed last year. We know it because the offensive line was compromised, or bad, not even compromised. They were just bad, flat out bad. Daniel Jones got his ass kicked every single day. And as soon as Tyrod Taylor got in there, he got his ass kicked. When Tommy DeVito got in there, he got his ass kicked. The Giants' O-line sucked last year, period. So Saquon Barkley was really the only balancing factor that they had. Because you can just run the ball. It's easier to run block than it is to pass block. It just is what it is. Defensive ends have become so much more athletic than 330-pound tackles. I don't even want to hear about three. Oh, he's such a massive tackle. Who cares? Can you run? Can you get off the line of scrimmage? Can you not fall down and get Daniel Jones' ear hold from the blind side because you can't move, right? Forget the tackle. Like, Saquon Barkley was the only balancing factor of this offense for a lot of this season. And then midway through, so the trade deadline, as bad as the Giants were, they weren't out of it.
They were 2-6.
Okay, but they weren't out of it.
They were 2-6, and the GM refused to take phone calls on a guy that he only wants conditionally.
But
do you not see the issue with that?
They weren't out of it. Because you know what happens if you trade Saquon Barkley last year?
You're dead.
Everybody quits. Everybody. Everybody. I'm telling you, Evan, everybody quits. Because if they're saying, wow, you got rid of our captain?
Yeah.
You got rid of one of the elite players over the last couple of years in the NFL? You got rid of him? Oh, you don't care. You don't give a crap.
I understand that.
Then why the hell am I even playing?
I totally get that. But they also traded Leonard Williams. Like, they did make decisions to try to improve themselves for the future because they knew they weren't going anywhere. Just to keep this in mind, everyone, so you remember the dates here. They lost to the Jets on October 29th.
Leonard Williams a career Giant?
No.
Leonard Williams in the long-term plans for the New York Giants? No.
Because he was
on a $32 million cap.
Yeah, but they could have re-signed him at the end of the year.
But if they really wanted him to be part of their future plans, Leonard Williams, and I like Leonard Williams, they would have restructured him to give themselves tons of cap space. They didn't want him a part of their
future
plans.
Fair enough. Is Saquon Barkley part of their future plans? Because that's what this all comes back to. If you want him, then you don't trade him, which I understand. Then you keep him. These two things don't make sense. You can't not take phone calls on him and then not want him.
Conditionally.
Okay. conditionally.
Right. They don't. This is not. Dabes and Joe Shane aren't Saquon's daddy. They didn't birth him to the New York Giants. They don't care. Trust me, this is real.
I get you.
You guys think about my career, especially Loogie and Sean, who's not here. Right. And get better, get healthy, Sean. But like Ernie, of course, he didn't draft me.
Right.
George Young drafted me. There's a reason that Ernie Accorsi literally tried to get rid of me 4 years in a row. He didn't want me. Mm. Jim Fossil saved me. It's the only reason I ended up becoming the all-time leading rusher in New York Giants history. It's not a knock on Ernie Accorsi, but I wasn't Ernie Accorsi's baby.
Right?
He didn't care about me.
It's like the new program director with this show.
Right.
Ain't my baby.
Right.
I don't care about
Joe
these jackasses.
And Brian Daboll, they might really love how Saquon works, but they didn't birth him. They didn't birth him to this organization, so the emotion is not there. They can make a disconnected decision
right.
about his future as it pertains to the New York Giants. But we as fans, we don't look at it that way.
I know, but that's not even my issue. My issue is if you had that feeling towards him, I would have been more open-minded to trading him. Not I have to trade him.
I have to
be open-minded to it. They wouldn't even take a phone call on it. And I knew when this was happening in late October, and we argued about it then. I remember saying to you, all right, well, then you better keep him. Okay. If you're not taking phone calls on him, fine. Then he better be on this roster. And look, he's not off this roster yet. This will be an interesting 2 weeks because I still think tagging him makes sense. Mm-hmm. But when you allow him to go to free agency, and I say the same thing about Met free agents and Yankee free agents. When you allow a guy to go to free agency, you increase the chances that he's gone.
Of course.
If Pete Alonso gets to free agency, I'm telling you right now, it's 60-40. He's not a Met. If you allow Saquon Barkley to get to real free agency, I think that number's even higher. I don't think it's 60-40. I think it's like 80-20.
So on Facebook, there's relationship status. One of the options is it's complicated.
Yes.
I think if the Giants were put up their relationship status with Saquon, they would put it's complicated.
100%.
Because I think they don't want to give him the bag long term. They like him, but I don't know about putting a ring on it. And I think that's where the trepidation
is. Okay, but
is.
Let me counter this with you, Loogie. So you're in a relationship, not your current wife. Let's leave all our currents out. Okay.
You got it.
You're in a complicated relationship. Mm-hmm. It's complicated.
Very.
Now all of a sudden you're at a bar.
Uh-huh.
And there's this other beautiful woman, and she's spitting game at you.
Oh, so she's giving me the stare.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm going up to her and getting her phone number.
But you're in a relationship?
No, because it's complicated.
Exactly. Exactly.
We were on a break.
So if it's complicated, then you receive the phone call on October 30th about trades. Doesn't mean you're sleeping with her. I didn't say Loogie was sleeping with her. I said, I'm talking about.
But maybe during that period, there were good times with Saquon, hence why it's complicated. Does that make sense?
Yes.
They don't know what to do with this guy. They don't know what to do, so it's complicated.
What do you want to do as a Giant fan?
So I think they box themselves into a corner here. When you don't trade him, if you're either going to draft a quarterback or you're going to go back to DJ, you need Saquon. Do I think long-term running back is smart? No, but they box themselves into a situation where they have to keep him long-term. Because otherwise, you're going to piss him off by keep giving him the tag, like Teague's saying.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.